Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, hey. The name is Charlie.
Astros Alumni Radio.
Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Put that, lock that number into your phone. Call into the show. Say hello to me or say whatever's on your mind. Our show today, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman Williams. For all of your tax needs, give her a call at 770-732-0244. Again, that's CPA on Duty, Laura Freeman Williams, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Those that are listening via my show page on the internet, thank you. Those that are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in, guys. Again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. If you're on Facebook, please send me a friend request on Facebook. If you're not my friend already, send me a friend request. Just go to the top of the page and search for Franklin Williams, and I should pop up there and send me a friend request, and I'll confirm you, okay? And that way, whenever I have a show, I promote the show on Facebook. I also promote on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, I'm on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's 82 Astros Alumni. That's at Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. Follow me there. I also promote the show there on Twitter. And if you are online, you should see an icon there on my show page that says follow the show. If you click on follow the show, you can set it up as an email or a mobile alert that will let you know about a half hour before the show when my show is starting, some of my show notes, what the show is about, and things like that on a daily basis when I have my show, okay? Again, guys, thank you for listening in. Today I have a great show set up for you. It's my show. I call it Birthday Wishes for our host, Frank Williams. And I'm your host, Frank Williams, and today is my birthday, okay? And just to shoot out a few things as far as how my day has gone. Of course, I got up this morning and I had to go into work, but that's okay. Okay? That's okay. I had to go into work today. A lot of people say, why are you working on your birthday? Well, no matter if it's my birthday or whatever day it is, I still have bills coming to the house. So for some reason, the bills won't stop. So I have to go to work, and today's no different from any other day. It's just my birthday. No big deal, okay? So if you would like to call into the show and tell me happy birthday, say happy birthday to me, sing happy birthday to me, whatever you want to do, call into the show, 818-301-5834. So after work today, I had a great day at work, but after work today, I come home, get me a little power nap, and then I get on my show. And after the show, my girls and my wife are going to take me to dinner. I think we're going to go to my favorite Mexican restaurant. And I'm not having any margaritas at the Mexican restaurant. I have that all set here at the house for as far as margaritas go. I'm going to have those at the house before, like now, and after I get back from dinner. I'm going to have a few salt rim glass margaritas. The salt is what makes it, you know. The salt makes that margarita. Of course, you know, whatever's in it make you happy, but the salt on the glass, what gives it the taste. I guess it's kind of a mix and match. It kind of knocks against the drink. It's the salty taste and then the margarita taste that just knocks together and sort of blends just right. Oh, it's so good when it hits your lips. And that's what we're talking about. Margaritas, my birthday. Now, today I'm 48 years old, guys. And I don't mind saying that. A lot of people don't want to tell their age and this and that. But I'm 48 years old today. I'm on the crash course with 50. But actually, I feel like I'm about 28 or 29 years old. I feel great. I look good. I feel good. And I'm ready for another 48. No one can tell me right now that I'm not going to have another great 48 years here on Earth. I mean, the man upstairs knows, but no living being down here can tell me what or how long I'm going to be here. I got another 48 years to go. You believe that? So, again, guys, call into the show. Say hello to me. Say happy birthday to me or what have you. Call in numbers 818-301-5834. I'm going to take a short break, about a minute, and I'll be right back. Thank you guys for listening in. I appreciate it. MJ, guys, his music's going to live forever. Although he's gone, his music's going to live forever. There's going to be people talking 20 years from now saying, you remember Michael Jackson when he did that beat that he had on them gloves and them socks and all? That's the way it's going to be. You okay? I thank you guys again for listening in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Say hello to me. Wish me a happy birthday or what have you. Today's show is about my birthday. And I have all lines open for you guys to call into the show. Excuse me. And say hello. Now, I told you a little bit about how my day has gone, how my evening is going to go. I'm going to my favorite Mexican restaurant, not too far from the house here. And I'm going to have one of those gigantic taco salads with steak and onions and tomatoes and lettuce on top of cheese and all that stuff. That's what I'm going to have tonight. And it's going to be good. Now, again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I have a caller here from the 404 area code. The first two, three numbers are 328. I don't want to give out anyone's phone number, but from the 404 area code, first three digits are 328. Let's get that caller up on the air and see what's going on. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Frank Williams.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Daddy, happy birthday. Hey, baby, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. We love you. Thank you guys for calling into the show and saying happy birthday. That means a lot to me. If anyone didn't know, those are my girls and my wife. My wife, Laura, and then my oldest daughter, Tony, and my youngest daughter, Mia. Thank you guys for calling in to the show.
Sure, sure. It was fun. Enjoy the rest of your day. We got some more stuff planned for you.
All right. We'll see you in just a little bit.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Keep listening. Again, guys, that was pretty funny. But I might have a singing group there. You know? Mom and the Duets. That'll be pretty good. I could put them on YouTube anyway. And let them jump that away. Maybe someone will discover them. Get them a record deal. Make a lot of money. You know, my youngest girl... My youngest daughter, Mia, she's a real go-getter. She's, you know, a little something about Mia. She's going to be the one that takes care of my money. When I get older, she's going to be the one that takes care of my money and pay all my bills and things like that. Because, you know, when she get a hold of something, she doesn't let it go. She doesn't let you forget. She doesn't. None of that stuff. So she's going to handle my money. And then my oldest daughter, Tony, she's getting ready to head off to college in the fall. She's going to Berry College up in Rome, Georgia, and she's going to study to be an orthodontist. So we're proud of her. And you guys keep her in your prayers, and I'm sure she's going to do well. I think she's going to have fun in college. At least I hope so. And like I said, I believe she's going to do very, very well. And she's going to make a great orthodontist. Okay? So call into the show, guys. 818-301-5834. And wish me a happy birthday. Now, tomorrow's show, I want to do a Couples Wednesday on tomorrow. So to tune in tomorrow for Couples Wednesday. I'm going to have a couple on the show. It's a surprise couple, but I'm going to have a couple on the show to interview and find out how they met, when they met, why they still together, and all that kind of jazz. So that's exciting. So listen in tomorrow for that, and we'll run it. We're going to run that. We're going to try to run that every Wednesday, Couples Wednesday. And listen in on Friday, because Friday is Free Fall Friday, where you guys can call into the show, talk about whatever topic you want, and also give whatever opinions you want. You could talk about politics, sports, relationships, anything you want. Call in and talk about it. And another thing, guys, I had a show not quite a week ago, about what women expect from their man. And I had a guy that called into the show, I found out, from California. He calls himself Mr. Solutions. And he just blew my show out of the water. I had the biggest audience ever, and I've had the most people to go back and listen to the show that I've ever had listen to any of my shows. And I'm going to try to get Mr. Solutions back on the show pretty soon here so you guys can call in and ask him questions. What was, and I know I'm getting away from my birthday, but what was interesting to me is the way he broke things down. He talked about men and women, and it seems like, you know, everything he said, he also said that this goes for men too. So don't be offended, ladies, by some of the things that he said or will say on the show, because he doesn't bite his tongue for anyone. Now, Mr. Solution said, and you know, excuse my French here, he said you have your drink, meal, and entertainment hoes out there that, you know, look for men just to buy them drinks, entertain them, and feed them. They aren't really looking for a relationship. They just looking to suck money from the guys and have them buy them drinks and entertain them and buy them food. But he said those are pretenders. But he wants to talk to women that are looking to have a relationship with a man. So he tell ladies to initiate the conversation with men. Instead of sitting back at a club, at a bar, or what have you, wherever you are, you see a guy that come in the room and, you know, he looks like what you want, okay? He looks like a guy that you know, may want to get to know even more. That means that, you know, he may be tall like you like him. He may look like he's the age that you want. He may look like a nice guy. He said there are five things that do that women look for in a guy. And then, but he said that most women sit back and won't say a word to the man. They want to sit back and wait for him to come to them, which probably won't happen. And he said what women need to do, they need to get more aggressive and initiate the communication. I mean, you don't have to go up to the guy and say, hey, you know, I really like you, that's and that, yada, yada, yada. But he wants you to initiate the communication by saying hello and maybe, you know, start to get to know the guy. He said the first five dates should be to the park, for walks in the park. the first 5 dates should be walks in the park or meeting at a coffee shop to have coffee or a little, you know, what else he say? He said something. He said coffee shop or walks in the park. Those should be the first 5 dates. And he said nothing about, you know, you don't have to go to any expensive restaurants or things like that for dates. Just a walk in the park with a bottle of water and a towel to wipe the sweat and just to talk and find out, you know, what this guy's like, what, you know, what his interests are, what, you know, what's going on in his life, what he's looking to achieve in the future, things like that. Get to know a person first before you start to get into all the other stuff as far as going out to eat and even even the sexual side of it and things like that. You know, he said that should be very, very far down the road, which I agree. I agree with that 200%. A lot of women didn't understand that they need to get to know these guys before they, you know, sleep with them or whatever. And, you know, that way, it's especially if you're looking for a relationship. If you're looking for a relationship, you know, that's exactly what you need to do. And like I said, I agree 100% and 200% on that. Okay? So I'm going to have Mr. Solutions to try to come back on the show and talk a little bit about relationships and women in relationships and things like that for you guys, and just listen out for that show. Mr. Solutions. Mr. Solutions. Look for it. And also, guys, again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. Now, I have about 3 minutes left in the show. I'm getting ready to head to the Mexican restaurant for a little dinner, okay? And we're going to have a good time tonight. Now, one other thing about Mr. Solutions, and as far as the women are concerned, he said there are 7 steps to do this, which is initiate the conversation, pay your own way. Don't ask someone to pay for your meal or your dinner or whatever when you go out, or your movie, whenever you go out to a movie or something. Pay your own way. He said be reasonable. You know, don't expect something that you know, that's beyond reason. He said be fair. He said tell the truth. Don't lie to the guy. Don't tell him something that you're not. And he said don't expect any more from a guy than you're willing to put out. Okay? And he said stop lying. Don't lie to the guy. Tell him the truth, and things will be okay. But what drove me crazy, he said they are meal, drink, and entertainment whores. Golly, that blew my mind right there. So, and his and before I shut down the show, his 5 superficialities that women look for are height, age, cuteness, entitlement, and being a nice guy. Some women say he's too nice. You know, they're looking for a rough one. But that's not really true. So, thank you guys for listening to the show. I have about 30 seconds left. Thank you guys for listening to the show. And remember to call into the show tomorrow, listen into the show tomorrow. Couples Wednesday on tomorrow. Thank you guys again for listening to the show. It's my birthday. I'm getting ready to head to the Mexican restaurant. I do appreciate you guys listening to the show. Love you guys, and I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours.
and I realized that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility for.
Sorry for the